This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. More violence on the streets of Baghdad today. Two car bombs exploded in different areas of the city, killing at least two people and wounding several more. The targets appeared to be joint U.S.-Iraqi patrols and the headquarters of a Sunni group that is hoping to participate in the new Iraqi government. Today's attacks followed a series of explosions yesterday in and around Baghdad, in which 23 Iraqi police and troops died, as well as three U.S. soldiers and several civilians. And NPR's Philip Reeves joins us from Baghdad. Philip, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
And did today's attacks have the same feeling of coordination as yesterday's car bombs?
Yes, they did, in the to the extent that they were clearly specifically targeted. One of them targeted the headquarters of the Iraqi National Dialogue. That's a Sunni political group. And we understand that there were three people killed in that attack, of whom two were women. There was also a lot of shooting afterwards, the consequences of which we don't yet know. But it's a significant attack because it does appear to have a political dimension and possibly, certainly the Sunnis will suspect this, a sectarian dimension. Let's not forget that it's not long since a mosque in Baghdad was blown up, a Shiite mosque was blown up, and the tensions recently, during all the political maneuverings which have been involved in government building, have had a very sectarian nature, Sunnis versus Shiite and vice versa.
And, of course, it's coming at a time when, after much delay, Iraqi leaders announced announced a new government. Is there any sense that the attacks were coordinated to make any statement about that?
Well, I think yesterday's attacks, which were clearly targeted against the Iraqi security services, the police, the National Guard, and so on, although civilians were caught up in those attacks and killed, were coordinated to that extent that they had a target. But it's also fairly likely, given the timing, this was just a day after the National Assembly met and approved an incomplete cabinet, that those attacks had something to do with that process too. The whole insurgent scenario can't be decoupled from the political goings on in Baghdad at the moment. The two are related.
Mm-hmm. Philip, what can you tell us about the reports of dissatisfaction among Sunnis? Obviously, there were Sunnis who held power in the old regime with this new cabinet and government.
Well, you know, Scott, we don't get a complete picture. Let's lay our cards on the table. Working in Baghdad as a journalist at the moment, it's impossible to go around and speak to everyone for security reasons. But the picture we're getting through speaking, particularly with Sunnis and our Iraqi staff, speaking with Sunnis especially, is that there is deep dissatisfaction amongst the Sunni community about the failure so far to adequately represent that Sunni community, which is a minority in Iraq, of course, in the government, insofar as there is a government. So far, there are seven vacant seats, including some important ministries there, and the Sunnis feel that they're still not being sufficiently involved. So whether this election ultimately, in historical terms, will have turned out to be a success is still open to question.
Iraqi security forces certainly seem to be particular targets, and I wonder, how do they seem to take that? How do they continue to operate and function?
The U.S. military say that they are successfully recruiting Iraqi security personnel and that they're having some successes with better intelligence and detentions and so on, but they are being hit very, very hard. We had several hundred killed this month alone. So whether that recruitment will go on being a possibility is still open to question also, I think.
And NPR's Philip Reeves speaking with us from Baghdad. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.